brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, AP, Reuters, French news agency, they've all got the same headline. Israel has 8 days to hit Iran's nuclear site. That's the former U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Bolton. They've got Jeffrey Goldberg, the admitted Israel operative, running around saying we've got to do it at the New Atlantic. All of this is happening. And we're talking to a former senior CIA analyst who also worked at the National Intelligence Council, who found 3 years ago that Iran was a decade away from a nuke and that they suspended their program. And, of course, that's what the council had said about Iraq's WMDs that had been suspended in the early 90s. But they just created a new office in the Pentagon to put out this info. So we're seeing the same thing now. Ominous war clouds gathering. From your years of experience, it looks like they're trying to sell an attack on Iran now. And what would come of that if there is an attack?
Well, if there were an attack, and of course the what kind of an attack? And I think what most people have in mind, reflecting the rhetoric coming out of Tel Aviv, is that this would be an Israeli aerial attack on Iraq's nuclear installations, and that the United States, that this could not happen without either an open or a tacit approval by the United States government, because the aircraft would have to overfly areas controlled by the United States, Iraq, for example. And this has become a major issue. As you point out, the one thing you didn't point out, of course, is that as of yesterday, the long-planned Russian designed and assisted nuclear power plant at Bushehr in Iran was open because the Russians delivered to the plant the nuclear fuel to get it running. It has not yet been installed, and that's what gets to this eight-day thing that's been raised. It will take approximately another week to get this all the fuel in there, and it's being argued by Bolton and others that the plant must be destroyed before the fuel is in there, because if the fuel is there and then it is bombed, then you set up a Chernobyl-type situation with radioactive material spreading all over the whole Middle East, which is kind of suicidal for anybody that gets involved in it. This has been magnified, if you will, and publicized very highly by this article by Jeffrey Goldberg, whom you rightly describe as basically an Israeli asset, if you will, in the United States, in the Atlantic Monthly, which showed really is focused as much on our current United States government, the Barack Obama administration, that the only way the United States can really prevent Israel from carrying out such an attack is by itself taking a more direct military, paramilitary, economic role in forcing the Iranian government to abandon its current nuclear power program. So this, as I say, this all comes about, but I think from my perspective, one of the main factors to consider here is that this elevating, and it's been pretty high profile for quite a while.
I'll tell you what, sorry to interrupt. Let's hit that key point straight ahead with our final segment with our guest, and Dr. Paul Greg Roberts coming up.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, he was a senior CIA analyst, of course, in the Marine Corps before that in intelligence. And he's a famous, well-known whistleblower who exposed fake intelligence back in the 80s. And it's the same story, just on a bigger scale. If you look at even the hawks in government, they admit that an attack on Iran, and they published 3 years ago some of the attack plans, hundreds of sites, their navy, their power plants, their bridges, their infrastructure being annihilated, a crime against humanity. Our government has overthrown Iran in 53. It's done all sorts of horrible things to them. Covert operations. Bush, Cy Hirsch 6 years ago reported on this. 2 years after that, 4 years ago, the White House put out a press release saying, yes, we're running four different sectarian groups, three of them al-Qaeda related, Wahhabists connected out of Saudi Arabia, inside Iran, sabotaging and staging terror attacks. I mean, this is admitted. It's like Bush 2 months ago came out and said, yeah, I ordered torture and I'd order it again. But he sent people to prison that followed his memos from John Yoo and from Alberto Gonzalez, the attorney general. It's so criminal. And now with Obama, it's continuing. And we left off with former IDF prison guard, Jeffrey Goldberg, writing in The Atlantic that America, the United States, needs to attack Iran. And most analysts think it could trigger World War III. But regardless, it's going to double or triple oil prices. A global jihad, not fake terror, real attacks are going to begin. And I think, sir, that they want to invoke this clash of civilizations. They want to stir up the Muslim hornet's nest in Central Asia, into the Middle East, and then into Eastern Europe and the United States. But specifically, what do you think the grand design here is? What is AIPAC looking for? What are the hawks at the Pentagon looking for? And do you believe they are moving towards a green light on an attack on Iran?
Well, I would agree with your last point. They are moving toward it. You know, the likelihood of giving this green light is greater than it was, let's say, a year and a half ago, when especially the Israelis were in some sort of a panic trying to figure out what the Obama administration's actual policy in the Middle East would be. And they've been, I think they've been relieved. I think they have the very strong elements directly within the White House. I need merely say Rahm Emanuel, and there are several others very close in this so-called national security.
Admitted member of the Israeli military. White House Chief of Staff.
Emanuel is, he's right there as, basically an Israeli representative in the White House, and he's very hawkish and so forth. Now, that said, I'd like to refer your listeners, our listeners at this point, to the comment which Martin Indyk, the former U.S. ambassador to Israel and currently a vice president of the Brookings Institution here in Washington, commented on the Goldberg article and came up with the conclusion that the United States was more likely than Israel to bomb Iran. In other words, if in fact the United States determined that Israel would go ahead with this and would be, and that the United States would be put in a bad position, if you will, by moving effectively to prevent Israel from doing it, then the United States would be more likely to take the action to destroy the installations at Bushehr and show its determination. This would really be, Obama's complete transformation into the new Bush in there. And I think there is that Indyk certainly knows the region, makes a certain amount of sense in coming to this conclusion. The point I was going to make before we went to break last time, which makes this whole situation, less predictable and more chancy than it was before. This is happening in the middle of the run-up to the congressional elections this fall. And God knows the Republican Party will play the Israeli card on this one. There are many elements within the Democratic Party which will also play the Israeli card on this and arguably force Obama's hand, force a decision which says, oh, God, for political purposes, if nothing else, we've got to take some dramatic action here in the Iran situation.
Well, that was my next point. We saw in the Financial Times of London 2 weeks ago, or now 3 weeks ago, former top Clinton advisor, also advising Obama, Robert Shapiro, saying, if we don't have an Oklahoma City or a new 9/11 or some big event to make Obama look strong, to make people rally around him, there's going to be a complete sweep of the Democrats. And so they understand that at least short term with the new war, people will rally around the leader, at that sociological primitive level. And so that's why Ray McGovern and many others, and I guess you're saying the same thing, are saying that this is the prime zone of danger going into November.
Yeah, well, I feel very strongly about this, and you used one of the words that shakes me up completely is this concentration on the word leader. I told this to the junior senator from the Commonwealth of Virginia, where I reside during the elections, when he, I was talking to him in a local coffee shop, and he said, well, I'll show strong leadership on this. I said to him, Governor, I don't want you to show leadership. I want you to represent me.
Yes.
And I feel very strongly about that.
Because this is a government of we the people and a rule of law in our republic, not Germany or Stalinist Russia or Maoist China. We don't need people to lead us. We need them to represent us.
But we need Homeland Security. Excuse me. That was one of the great shocks to me, is the adoption of that name for a branch of the United States government.
Yeah, for those that don't know, it's in a direct translation of Reich security. The Germans just put the words backwards, or from their perspective, correctly. You know, so land security, or Reich meaning the homeland security. We now have homeland security.
Yeah, and it's this is a long term trend. As you know, many comments are made on this all the time, especially I guess I could classify you as a libertarian. And the constant, comment, and it's something that worried me for a long time, both as an academic and in government, is this constant expansion of executive authority, particularly in the one area where the drafters of our Constitution were most concerned, which was going to war and putting that power in the hands of the Congress and not of the executive. And, you know, as we saw in the aftermath of Vietnam, one of the great fold-ups of the Congress, as far as I'm concerned, was the War Powers Act of 1973, which effectively told the President of the United States, you can go to war anytime you want, just let us know every 6 months how it's going.
And that does give you a Fuhrer-type precept. I mean, it's completely the opposite of what our republic was founded on.
Well, I think one could say that, and whatever arguments one wishes to make about the need for strong leadership in the foreign policy area and so forth, is that when you see developing, because of the belief in this hugely magnified national security establishment, the enormous financial costs that go with it. I mean, when you realize that just 2 weeks ago, that the renewed funding for the war in Afghanistan was put through, an additional $30 billion, and that's just for the part of it. And incidentally, if you go back to that House resolution on that, you'll find that the actual title of it is a law to extend certain funding for education and other domestic projects. That to me was the height of hypocrisy.
So now it's education to have the biggest war machine the planet's ever seen. Sir, what about staged terror or provocateur actions as a pretext to attack Iran? I mean, we know the CIA has declassified part of the NATO option, Gladio, Ajax, mm-hmm. Gulf of Tonkin. Was a staged event and now declassified.
Yeah.
I mean, how much danger are we in, though, for this military-industrial complex to stage events or to let people attack us, open the door as a pretext to expand?
I think all your listeners need to do is go back to the long-since declassified information on Operation Northwoods, which was a program put forward and passed through the Joint Chiefs of Staff and put up to then-President Kennedy, calling for the staging of fake attacks on United States aircraft in the air near Cuba, and even accepting not military aircraft, these are passenger aircraft, and even accepting the loss of American life as a justification for an open military attack on Cuba. So,
David,
these things have been thought of before, and they've been done before. And I think the purpose of people like yourself as journalists, as broadcasters, to continually bring people.
David, this is so important. We got a break. Do 5 more minutes with us. Stay there.
Is your debt problem a ticking time bomb? Thanks to a new financial consumer relief program designed in response to the economic crisis facing millions of Americans, you don't have to wait until it's too late to defuse your debt. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card bills and are struggling to make minimum payments, get ready to take down this number for free information that could potentially save your home, the lifestyle you're accustomed to, and your family's financial well-being. But don't wait. Studies show that if most debt problems are confronted directly, beneficial settlements, manageable monthly payments and quick restoration of credit are more easily attained, potentially saving you thousands of dollars in interest charges, fees, and unpaid debt. Don't procrastinate. Call now for your free information and begin putting your economic house in order today. To qualify for this program, you must have $10,000 in credit card debt. Call the American Debt Associates at 800-876-2966. 800-876-2966. Again, 800-876-2966.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Final segment with former high-level CIA analyst and whistleblower David McMichael. We appreciate his time today. Every time he gets into something really important, we have to go to break, but the breaks are pre-programmed here for our radio affiliates out there. We're getting into Operation Northwoods, and there's so many other instances of plans and actual events where government staged terror attacks. You have all these private corporate interests. They've gotten away with murder. Now Fox News has Geraldo interviewing Marine Corps colonels, admitting that they're helping grow the opium. And we've always known that they're involved in narcotics trafficking. I mean, there's no end to this evil. And now the banks run the country. They've stolen trillions. They're stealing trillions more. Finishing up with staged terror. I mean, it's pretty clear for me student of history and just a layman, but I, you have a degree, a PhD in history, that going back to Julius Caesar, they used fake crises or hype crises as a pretext for control, and they built this huge apparatus that rivals the NKVD in Soviet Russia, and it's all aimed at the American people. Law enforcement sent me the Homeland Security reports. None of this has to do with turbaned men in caves. They're worried about landowners, gun owners, libertarians, conservatives, anti-war people. Your comments on the conversion of America to a police state, if you agree, and false flag terror, sir.
Yeah, well, look, there has been this enormous elaboration of, you know, and again, the term security comes in there. There are security firms, et cetera, that make money off this. You know, among the more interesting phenomena, if you will, of recent years in this country has been the, you talked about privatization and these military and intelligence operations, but the privatization of the prison system, which gives an immense incentive for the Correctional Corporation of America, the biggest firm, and others that are in there, you know, to push for legislation that keeps more people locked up and, you know, thus more money coming into their coffers. So, yes, this is a, if you will, police state magnification of powers, of the so-called security element and the combination, of course, of local security into the national apparatus. And it's an unfortunate circumstance. I'm going to give you one more almost Northwoods-related thing for you in terms of the way covert operations work in these circumstances. Years ago, after the Castro Revolution in Cuba, we arranged with the British Leyland Motor Company, which had big contracts with the new government in Cuba, to replace the motor bus system in Cuban cities. So the buses that were delivered to Cuba had been sabotaged to the point where they weren't functioning. And now we're getting quite credible reports out that the nuclear power equipment that Iran is buying from other countries has been, in many cases, effectively sabotaged before it ever reaches Iran. So these are the things that, in my experience over the years, which intelligence, quote-unquote intelligence systems, tend to do. And I'll give you, before we leave, a quick definition of covert operations. It was first made official in the Defense Budget Act of 1993. This is covert operations are those activities of a military, economic, or political nature carried out by the United States government to influence or control activities in other countries, which are done in such a manner that the participation of the United States is concealed, or if revealed, can, and here's the key phrase, plausibly be denied.
Yes. And finally, sir, I hope to have you back up in the near future. We appreciate your time. 1 minute left. Knowing about Northwoods and Ajax and the rest of it, do you question 9/11 ever?
You know, there's, you know, as a, you know, a non-scientist, I back out on that one. But, you know, the arguments made about the grave difficulty of, you know, taking down buildings like that, through the, you know, the burning of aviation fuel after a crash is, you know, not too convincing to me. And I'll just close with telling you that back in 1945, when I was as a 17-year-old kid working as a longshoreman on the New York waterfront, you know, on the Jersey side, I looked up one morning and saw this big hole in the Empire State Building. You'll remember that was a B-25, which went off course and flew right into the Empire State Building, knocked an immense hole in the building, but it certainly didn't set it on fire and melt it down.
And we see how 9/11 was used to further destroy our freedoms.
Well, freedom, how's the old phrase go? Just another word for nothing left to lose?
Absolutely. David McMichael, very impressive information. Thank you for spending time with us and your service.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We're going to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts to talk about the economy, the collapse of this nation that is now accelerating, and we're almost past the point of return, according to his analysis and many others that I respect, according, of course, to my own breakdown of history and understanding, and war with Iran. Bolton said yesterday, 8 days. People said, well, wait a minute, that's only 4 days until the 21st when they load the fuel into the reactors at Bashir. Now he's in the Jerusalem Post saying, yes, he meant 3 days. So he says, we must strike them now. So we'll talk about that with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. The reason I got him on hurriedly 2 weeks ago, Drudge Report linked to, and then it was carried in literally thousands of websites, his article about the collapse of the United States in 2017, and he's written a new one called The Ecstasy of Empire, where he talks about the fact that if there isn't a revolution in this country, we're history. And I wanted to get his take on what type of revolution is he specifically talking about with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. We're going to him in just a moment, because, again, this article is getting a lot of attention. I never saw his columns previously posted at the Drudge Report. I'm glad the Drudge Report is now linking over to those because they're so important. Of course, he formerly wrote and was an editor for the Wall Street Journal. But I wanted to first, for listeners tuning in, remind you, we're not funded by the Fortune 500. We're not funded by the government. We're not funded by anybody but you that support our sponsors and that buy the books, the videos, the T-shirts, the ball caps, the bumper stickers, the Infowars.com ballpoint pens. And everything we've got is discounted to the lowest level we can, so you can get them in bulk and give them to people. Folks are ready to be awakened. My film, The Obama Deception, seen more than 25 million times for free online. If we're going to make future films, you need to buy the high-quality original DVD with expanded extras. Make copies, get it out to folks. We need that seed funding. Other films we carry, like The Secret of Oz, Solutions for a Broken Economy by director Bill Still, the maker of Money Masters. Such an important film, discounted at Infowars.com. Global Warming, Emerging Science and Understanding by Dr. Michael Kaufman. Excellent information. We've also got Fall of the Republic, Part 2 of the Obama Deception. Buy one copy of this, and the special ends next Monday. Get three copies free. Buy one, get three free. Buy two, get eight free. That's 10 copies for the price of two. And one other video we're offering the special on that ends next Monday. You can do your Christmas shopping early, folks, and wake people up. Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. 15 years of my research on Top Secret USA. This came out, of course, a few months before that article. Admits, I estimate, over a million private spies, the FEMA camps, the executive orders, the entire grid. I'm going to say it. Not to brag, but just so you know, no one outside of government has re-engineered and reverse-engineered this like I have. This is the area where I am the preeminent expert. It's covered in this film. You want to understand the secret infrastructure for total enslavement? Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. This is my main specialty. Let me tell you, 15 years of in-depth research in this film. Invisible Empire, A New World Order, Define, Jason Burmes, The History of the Globalists, Their Master Plan, in their own words, Destroying Economies by Design. Get one copy, get three free. Get two copies, get eight free. Infowars.com. All those specials in next Monday, ladies and gentlemen. You can also call toll-free 888-253-3139 or write to me at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. And there's the T-shirts, the ball caps, all of it. You wear a anti-New World Order, don't tread on me shirt, you'll meet like-minded people, or you'll strike up conversations. We've got free deals on T-shirts, other films that are free. When you buy one, get another film of your choice free. All at Infowars.com. You can also download all my films and many other documentaries, like Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic, Camp FEMA, the latest one, United We Fall, dealing with the North American Union. Incredibly good film. The filmmakers approached us and said, you can put it on PrisonPlanet.tv. It just went up today, or actually last night. PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. We couldn't do any of this without you, and we are making history in a last-ditch effort to alert the planet to this tyranny. And so I want to thank you all for being part of supporting this operation and spreading the word. Okay. We go now to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, and Dr. Paul Craig Roberts was the head of policy, number two at the Treasury, the father of Reaganomics, Wall Street Journal editor, many-time best-selling author, syndicated columnist, and his latest book is How the Economy Was Lost, The War of the Worlds. In his editorial that we posted, we have a link at the bottom where you can go over and get the book at Amazon.com. But I'm very excited that Drudge would post an article critical of the neocons in Israel. This is a big deal, and Drudge reads all these before he posts them. We commend his courage, but, I mean, you know, it's the hawks, it's the military-industrial complex, it's Israel and others who want this, and Obama wants it for a political distraction, an attack on Iran. We just had a former high-level CIA analyst on earlier breaking all of that down. But we go now to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts to talk about his story, The Ecstasy of Empire. Good to have you, Doc.
Thanks, Alex.
I mean, let's go over it. This is exciting to see that I mean, your articles would get international attention in the Wall Street Journal, but now, since you're just going with the info war, they're getting even more attention.
That seems to be the case.
Well, break it down, sir. I mean, this article, is frightening in its reality and how you link to all the data to back up what you're saying. Encapsulate what your story covers, and then let's expand where you leave off, saying if we don't have a revolution, we're history.
Well, Alex, what the article does is to sort of bring together many of the messages I've been making, partly over your show over the years, that the economy has been destroyed by the offshoring of the middle class jobs. And so this has produced, I think, since 2007, a loss of approximately 10 to 11 million jobs. Now, those jobs simply aren't here, so their stimulus programs can't put people back to work in jobs that have been moved offshore. The reason the jobs are moved offshore is it increases the profits of the firms in the short run. It makes money for Wall Street. It makes money for shareholders, and the executives can pay themselves huge bonuses. So they've sold out the American economy and, of course, their own workforces, their own communities, in order to enrich themselves. So here you see the small oligarchy fouling its own nest, because the intermediate run consequence, beyond the short run, the consequence is to destroy the domestic consumer market and also destroy their own power base. So we have an economy that's deserted by the elite in business and in the government. And, of course, as you well know, the so-called mainstream media is part of their control apparatus. So what I concluded is that unless there is a revolution and these very small private interests that control the country are destroyed, that America is destroyed, because the basis for the country has been taken away from it. Now, I don't know what kind of revolution it would be. You know, sometimes revolutions are organized, but I think most often they just happen. You know, people get, it's like Gerald Celente says, when people have nothing left to lose, they lose it. And so oftentimes revolutions just happen, and it's never clear who will take them over. We think of the Bolshevik Revolution, but actually the February Revolution, which displaced the Tsar, was not led by the Bolsheviks. Their revolution occurred several months later. They simply took advantage of the chaos to seize power. So none of that is predictable. We can't say who will end up with it. But we do know that the people who rule the country now do not rule it in anyone's interest but their own very narrow interest. And the rest of the country is suffering tremendously. I mean, look at the food stamps. We now have a record number of Americans on food stamps. It's an extraordinary number of people. And so what did Congress do recently? They cut food stamps. These types of policies themselves produce revolutions. And when you have a record number of people on food stamps, when you have predictions that the number is going to climb, and then Congress cuts it, that's like saying, oh, how can the government help to undermine itself and cause a revolution?
Well, that's a let-them-eat-cake statement.
That's a let-them-eat-cake statement. And there's so many of those statements. There's so many of the let-them-eat-cake statements. And I think that's, we'll see the same thing with the unemployment benefits. You know, they've been extended and extended and extended, which you would expect, and now they're running out. And yet the unemployment rate, the number of unemployed people continue to rise. So there's so many let-them-eat-cake statements that I think that the result has to be a revolution.
Well, Doctor, going over this, we also see the establishment involved in a race to the bottom. Now that they do realize that the debt is mathematically impossible to pay back, they are accelerating their looting. They're accelerating their cutthroat strip mining of society. They kind of have a nihilistic, party attitude of eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. I mean, I'm seeing that not just in the truly wealthy or the controllers, but I'm seeing it in yuppies and people, you know, who are not making $200,000 a year now. They're making $100,000. But they seem to be getting even more crazy. This does look like Rome in its declining years.
Well, yes, it is. except Rome's decline took a century or two, and I think ours will be much more rapid. Rather than for me to try to speculate, let me just point out how the economic information that's released, for example, the information released today, how it deceives us. For example, Alex, they reported that we've had an increase in housing starts in July. Well, the way they got this increase in housing starts in July is that there was a massive downward revision of the housing starts that they proclaimed in June. So they said more housing starts had occurred in June than did. So this month, the revision in the June number downward then produces an increase in the July number. Do you see what I'm saying? If they had not altered the June number, then this month we would have had a decline in housing starts. Now, they do that every month. They give you good news, and then the next month they secretly take it away. They downward revise it, and that then produces another month.
But what's happening now is, and I want you to speak to this, please, sir, is reality is colliding with their Alice in Wonderland false reality, and so the system is losing all credibility, and I do see forms of peaceful revolution taking place. Take Arizona. Without any concerted, organized effort in the last 2 years, CNET News, the Arizona Republic, and others report that over 96% of people refused to pay them or even show up, and the system tried to threaten them and make examples, but finally gave in and pulled all the cameras out. So, I mean, that right there is an example of just noncompliance.
Yes, I suspect that noncompliance will rise. As people lose resources, they lose the ability to comply, and they also lose their confidence in the government, and therefore they lose their willingness to comply. So when you don't have the ability or the willingness, then compliance has to fall. Let me give you another example of the way economic statistics mislead. Also today, they announced that industrial production was up 1%. And this led to a rise in the stock market. But if you look at why is industrial production up 1%, it's largely due, I believe, to the fact that all the disruptions in automobile production over the last year or two about GM's bankruptcy, about the insolvency, I think, of Chrysler, you know, everything was disrupted to the extent that just getting back to stability produces statistically a rise in industrial production. Another way they get rises in industrial production is they use as a way of measuring it, power usage. So if power usage is high, they assume industrial output is rising. But of course, when you have these massive heat waves, what happens to power?
Sure, it's August, and that's always the biggest power consumption. So they won't look at the months before or the months after. They put it out there falsely as a trend. Well, here's an example.
It's a monthly. That's right. It's a monthly report that they put out. Right?
Well, I mean, you know how they manipulate, the cost earnings ratio. You know a lot more than I do as an economist how all this works, but. I mean, just to simply look at it, Dr. Roberts, what was it? 15 years ago, they changed the rules where a hamburger place gets a manufacturing credit for putting cheese on a piece of meat and putting bread on it. And so here at my office, simply making films and packaging them and shipping them, I get the manufacturing credit. I mean, I take that credit, but I'm not really manufacturing under the classical sense, so they're changing definitions.
That's right. That's exactly right, Alex. There's probably many more of these things than you or I are aware of. But I just wanted to give you and your listeners the two examples from today's economic reports to show how misleading they can be. And so I think it's going to be a little bit longer, I can't say how much longer, before people are very many people catch on. Of course, some people know already and have known for some time. But even if, you know, you suggested that perhaps the elite themselves realize that it's all over with, but I'm not so sure because today's stock market rose substantially on the basis of good news, which is consists of statistical artifacts that aren't real. So I'm not sure that people have caught on or that the elite have caught on. Generally, the elite are so full of hubris and self-confidence and arrogance and revel so much in their power that they don't catch on. They get swept away in their surprise. And what happened?
No, historically, you're right. Dr. Roberts, stay there. We're going to break. I want to come back and go more into your excellent piece, The Ecstasy of Empire, and that hubris you're talking about, and how you talk about we're almost past the point of no return. What is that point of no return? We'll be right back.
Attention, this is a special alert to all Americans who owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes and dramatically lowering amounts owed. Due to the financial crisis in America, the IRS has announced a leniency plan in recognition of consumers' financial troubles in today's economy. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, an open phone line has been established by American Tax Settlement for you to call and see if you qualify for a reduction by up to 75%. Number to call is 800-902-6969. Again, the IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers who owe back taxes in response to the decline in today's economy. If you are struggling with $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, you now may be eligible for a dramatic reduction by up to 75% and save thousands of dollars. For free information and to see if you qualify, call the open phone line into American Tax Settlement now. 800-902-6969. 800-902-6969. Again, 800-902-6969.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Dr. Roberts will be with us 15 minutes in the next hour. Then I'm going to cover a bunch of news and take your phone calls. But the mere fact that so many radio stations are now turning this show on, instead of getting one or two new affiliates a month over the years and then stations are bought and sold and you lose some, we're now getting two, three, four a week. And these are big stations in the biggest cities. The fact that the Drudge Report would pick up your story from Infowars.com, the fact that a lot of people I talk to that are middle class, nouveau riche, working class, they are getting it. Now, I agree with you, the hubris-filled super elites, the ruling class, a lot of them are very delusional, But you spoke about the revolution in 1917, 1918, and of course you're right, as a researcher, that the people rebelled, then the communists came in from Germany, England, and New York and took it over. And I see that as the great danger. Ron Paul has said that during this crisis, we've got to be more active than ever so that people with horrible ideas don't use the crisis to get more control. Dr. Roberts?
That's right. There's no way to predict the outcome of that. Being vigilant, but that requires organization, which doesn't exist either. So I don't know what we can do other than rejoice that it will sweep away the current the current bad crop. It may give us a worse crop. On the other hand, the people may provide the kind of leadership at the time that's needed. But Alex, rather than speculate on these things, let's talk about, because you wanted to know at what point do we hit the point of no return?
Yes.
Can't get out of the crisis. And as I've emphasized many times with you on your show, the big crisis is, when do we lose the dollar as reserve currency, and when can the federal government no longer finance its huge budget deficit except by printing money? Now, and I've made the point over and over, you can finance a $400 or $500 billion deficit, but you can't finance one that's $1 trillion, $400 or $500 billion. And we've now into the second year of $1.5 trillion deficits. How are they being financed? I think they're being financed in the following ways. The flight of individual investors from stocks into what they regard as safe government bonds. That's one way this being financed. Now, that can't go on forever. Once people have fled the stock market, I don't mean the big money managing firms and the pension firms, but the individuals. They are leaving, they've left. The other way the budget deficit is being financed is through the Federal Reserve's purchase of all of the bad paper, the subprime derivatives, and so forth, that the banks got themselves stuck with. The Fed simply bought that from them, gave them bank reserves, and the banks use those bank reserves to buy the government's bonds. So that's the second way it's being financed. Again, this can't go on forever either. Once
the Fed's now announced they're going to start monetizing, correct?
Yes, but what they're talking about is what they're already doing. They're going to buy financial instruments from the banks, hoping that the banks then use the excess reserves to lend. But, of course, they won't, because they're no creditworthy borrowers. And so that doesn't lead to money creation. The banks have to respond to that, you see, by creating new demand deposits, making loans. But they haven't been doing that. Instead, they use the excess reserves to buy more treasury bonds. So now the third way the government has used is the Greek crisis.
Stay there, Doctor. We've got a break back in 70 seconds. We'll cover the third way. When do we pass the point of return? That answer is straight ahead. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.